Hey guys, Trevor here with eCommerce Paradise. Welcome to the very first lesson in the What is Dropshipping mini course. So this whole course is going to be filled with lots of information so that you can understand dropshipping in depth and what it's all about. Dropshipping is a pretty simple business model, and yet it can be very confusing for those who have never done it before. E-commerce is just basically selling products online, right? And dropshipping is the fulfillment method to which you get those products from the supplier to your customer. Now, to start off with, understanding what dropshipping is and what it isn't is really important. So I'm gonna go over some pros and cons for you guys so that you can get a better idea what dropshipping is and how it can benefit you. So the coolest thing about dropshipping is that less capital is required. It really doesn't require a whole lot of upfront investment. Typical business models, especially franchises, can cost tens to hundreds of thousands of dollars to invest in. For instance, a McDonald's, if you wanted to start one, would cost you $250,000 just to even be able to apply. And then you have to pay for all sorts of other things after that. So as far as business models go, an e-commerce store with dropshipping fulfillment method can be a very low-cost startup, otherwise known as a lean startup. Dropshipping is also a very easy way to get started online compared to other business models. With dropshipping, you don't have to create your own products. You're using products that other people have already created and marketed, and you're just selling them and marketing them in new channels or just remarketing them in the same channels and taking those sales and then helping the customers while the supplier fulfills the order for you. So as far as, you know, managing or paying for any kind of warehousing, you don't have to do that. Your suppliers do that. Packing and shipping your own orders, you don't have to do any of that. Your suppliers do all of that for you. Tracking inventory for accounting reasons, you don't have to track any inventory. That's your supplier's job. Handling returns and inbound shipments, unless you have suppliers that don't take returns, and even then, you don't have to handle the returns. There are a few exceptions, but most of the time, 99% of the time, you don't handle any returns or inbound shipments. And of course, continually ordering products and managing stock level, that isn't a concern when you're doing drop shipping because you don't have to manage your stock. Now, there are some exceptions to that, of course, and that is that if there's a really popular selling product on your store and that's out of stock, you might want to mark that out of stock or at least put on there a back order notice so that customers don't get annoyed when you tell them that you're actually out of stock when you take the order. But we'll get more into that later. Another cool thing about dropshipping and e-commerce is that you really have a very low overhead. Overhead is this thing where you have to pay for all these expenses in order to run your business. You have to pay for your rent if you have a physical storefront. You have to pay for your displays and stuff like that to display your stuff. You have to pay for employees. You have to pay for insurance. You have to pay for utility bills. All these things add up a lot. And a home office is a part of your home, and that's where you'll be running your dropshipping business a lot from. It's very inexpensive to run a home office. In fact, it can be within the same costs as your normal everyday life. So there's that. And then, of course, there's coffee shops and other things like that you can work out of. And a coffee shop, it costs like $2 to, somewhere between $2 and $5 on average for a coffee. And you can use that coffee shop for as long as you need or a few hours or whatever and you get your work done there. So low overhead is really cool. And of course, like I was mentioning with the coffee shop thing, is that you have a very flexible location when you're doing dropshipping, which is super cool. You can travel around the world because really you just need a place with Wi-Fi in order to run your business. You can make Wi-Fi calls, you can do emails, you can do everything from a Wi-Fi location. So you can travel to Thailand, you can travel to Europe, you can travel to Central South America, anywhere there's good Wi-Fi, you can run your business from. So it's the ideal lifestyle business for someone who wants to travel because it's easy to start up, low overhead costs, and it's very flexible as far as your location goes. One cool thing about doing e-commerce with dropshipping suppliers is that you have a really wide selection of products. So this comes in handy when you want to scale your business. You can get new suppliers, add their products to the site, optimize those product listings, and market those product listings, and it really doesn't cost much more than just doing the marketing efforts. The ads will run on their own once you get them all set up, and eventually you'll start ranking organically, and you'll get free traffic to those listings. And when you sell them, all you have to do is send the order to the supplier, and the supplier will send the product to the customer, and the customer we'll get the product and be happy and leave you a nice review. That's the ideal situation. And as far as scaling goes, there's way more ways you can scale. Obviously, adding suppliers and products is the best way. Another great way is to add more content to your website and to build out sales funnels from those content pieces to the products that are related to them. So for instance, you could hire writers for writing roundup articles for the resources that that is within your niche. You can hire writers to write how-to content, how to solve a problem that product solves, and then say, buy this product if you want to solve your problem. So there's all sorts of cool things you can do. And it is really easy to scale. It's very cost effective compared to other business models. And it is the best way to reach people these days because everybody is either on their smartphone or on their computer and they're shopping there and they're very used to it. So that's it. Dropshipping does have some disadvantages though. And I wanted to go over that in this video because it's really important when you're understanding dropshipping that you understand both the pros and the cons. You want to be prepared for this because mentally you're going to need to deal with this later on. And my best advice is to always just understand the systems that you need to have ready when you're going to encounter these things and how you deal with them. These are called standard operating procedures. And whenever something happens, you should have an answer to that. So with that said, let's move into them. First thing about dropshipping is that generally speaking, you'll have lower margins than you would if you were to sell your own product, if you were to sell an imported product from China, or if you were to create your own product like an information product or digital product. The margins are generally around 10 to 30%, maybe even higher. Sometimes it depends on the niche. And those are somewhere between gross and net as well. So usually your gross margin is like somewhere between 30 and 40, maybe 50%. And then your net margin, which includes shipping costs, fulfillment costs, advertising costs, all that stuff, will be usually closer to like as low as 5% to as high as probably 25 or 30%. It really just depends on the product and the supplier. So just understand that it is an easy model to start with, very cost effective. But since you're not actually creating the products and you're not actually marketing them the way the manufacturer is, you're just doing it as a retailer, the margins are lower. And this changes from supplier to supplier. Some suppliers offer better margins because they want you as the retailer to do more marketing for them. And some suppliers offer lower margins because they've already done a ton of marketing and they have their fulfillment all set up. And so all you need to do is to actually just market the products. So it just depends on the supplier and it can change. The other issue is inventory. So when you're doing dropshipping, a lot of the time, you won't be connected to the supplier's inventory. Supplier may send you inventory updates via a spreadsheet or some sort of a feed or just an email saying this is out of stock or that's discontinued, but that's usually the best you'll get. And so in fact, sometimes suppliers don't even send any kind of updates at all. The way you handle this kind of stuff is having, like I said, a standard operating procedure in place. So when you take an order on your website for an item that's either out of stock or discontinued, you have a way of talking to the customer that tells them that there are other items available in your store that are similar, either from the same brand or different brands, and if they would like that, and then usually offer some sort of an incentive to go with it. And it really depends on the customer. Some customers don't care. Some will try to eat you alive and try to get as much of a discount as possible. And it's up to you as the retailers how much you want to give away or are willing to give away. And I usually tell people when they're first getting started, it's a good idea to take on the same idea that Amazon had when they got started. And that is to get as many customers in the door as possible so that you can remarket to those customers, even if that means losing a little bit of money or breaking even, because those customers will hopefully, if you do marketing correctly to them, refer you or talk about your company to everybody else around them. So the key is to get as many people in the door as possible and out the door with one of your products. So if there happens to be something out of stock, there's an inventory issue, you just cover it up, you know, give it to them for cost or even a small loss, and you have a customer now. And so you ask that customer for referrals. You tell them, could you please tell all of your friends and family about it? Take pictures of the product, even do a video review of the product for you, that kind of thing. All right, and then the other thing about dropshipping that can be a big issue is shipping complexities. This especially comes into play when you're doing high-ticket dropshipping, when you're selling expensive products, is that shipping companies will often need to ship these expensive products that are often large and LTL freight instead of regular UPS or FedEx parcel. And that's just, it comes with the territory. You're selling a couch instead of a phone case, you know? So there's going to be more shipping complexities to deal with. You're often going to have to hire your own freight forwarder or shipping company, which is not that hard. And there's a lot of really great services that do this and make it super easy for you. But it is something you're going to have to set up. And it is an extra few phone calls or emails. And that's just the way business goes. So just understand that when you're getting into drop shipping is that sometimes you're going to have to deal with that shipping because it isn't always the supplier that handles everything. You're going to have to take over. Like for instance, sometimes we have shipping damage issues, or maybe even the product didn't show up on time or something like that because the LTL company, which by the way stands for less than truckload, it's a type of shipping where you put a large product on a pallet and then load it onto a truck that has 5 or 10 other pallets on there, and they drop it off in that zone. It costs less money and all that stuff. So LTL freight is what that's called. What happens is that sometimes the freight company will lose track of the shipment, or it just didn't make it onto the truck for whatever reason. And the customer, of course, will get upset because with an LTL freight shipment, for instance, you have to actually call the freight company and schedule that delivery. And if the customer isn't around for the delivery, there's fees and storage fees and stuff like that. So you really have to be upfront with your customer and tell them, hey, this is what to expect. And if, you know, for some reason the freight company makes a mistake, then you have to deal with that. You have to call the supplier, you know, talk to them. You have to call the shipping company, talk to them, call the customer, of course, talk to them. And that's pretty much your role. You know, you get to work from home or work from abroad, but the thing is you have to be managing all this stuff. And one of the best things you can do later on down the road is be building the system so that you can eventually outsource and automate all of these tasks, these day-to-day tasks, effectively. All right. And then last thing, of course, that can go wrong is the supplier themselves can actually make an error. So if you're selling complicated products or products with a lot of different variants, like colors or size, then your supplier might accidentally ship out the wrong size or wrong color. And sometimes the customers can get really upset about this. Sometimes they don't even care, they'll just keep it. It really just depends. So you have to be just extra diligent when you're doing stuff, when you're sending in your purchase orders, that you make sure that you make it very clear as to what the variants are. And if you added any free gifts onto the order, make it really clear on that purchase order to add in those accessories, you know, charge you for them and stuff like that, ship them with it. And of course, you can make things as clear as possible, and someone over at the supplier might not be doing their job, you know, and that just happens. So you have to actually take responsibility for that when you're talking to the customer, and you have to be able to, you know, just say that our warehouse made a mistake. You don't say the supplier, you say our warehouse. So I'll get more into that later when it comes to how to run your dropshipping business, but those are just some things to look out for and to be aware of, to be mindful of. I mean, you are doing what a regular retail brick and mortar storefront does, but you just happen to be online only, right? So you're going to have to run the call center, the sales call center. So after all this said and done, I mean, there's more pros and cons I could go into, but you know, you have to ask yourself, is it worth it? Is it something that you're really interested in doing or not? And that's up to you, honestly. Do you want it badly enough? Are you a newbie to internet marketing? And is this type of business model something that's ideal for you, sort of to learn the reins and how it works? Or are you advanced and you have a lifestyle that, you know, requires location independence? And yet, you know, you're not like the most advanced internet marketer out there creating your own info products and doing launches and stuff like that. You just want an easy to run, sustainable, real business to run, you know, and build and stuff like that. And dropshipping is great because it's a fulfillment method in which you can run and build an e-commerce store and scale indefinitely as much as you want to. And I mean, I've seen some of these e-commerce stores doing hundreds of thousands of dollars in sales per month. And it's truly incredible as to what level you can get these stores to. And one word for the to warn you guys, of course, is that the more you scale your business, the more hassles you're gonna have to deal with, the more customer service you're gonna have to deal with, the more of all of this stuff. I mean, really business does turn into this huge thing. So like I said, from the beginning, you have to set your goals and you have to set up standard operating procedures so that you understand what's going to be required in the future and how to scale. And so you don't have as many growing pains as you might if you didn't. That's it, guys. So now's the time. Make up your mind whether this is something you want to continue doing or not. And if you do, if it is something that you decide that you want to do, that's right for your business, right for your lifestyle, right for your needs, your family, then definitely continue with this mini course. Get into that next video. And if you, you know, just got the free mini course, didn't buy instant access to the whole course, that's fine. You can wait till tomorrow to watch it. And if you did buy instant access, definitely get into that next video right now, and we'll get moving on to the next step. We'll see you there.